wish you all a happy Sabbath, and to all our friends that are listening on the webcast, a happy Sabbath also. Dave brought a very nice sermon on loyalty, and very critical, because the condition of this world is due to the fact that we've been unloyal to God. Jesus, talking about backstabbing or betrayal, it's a very difficult thing to go through. You don't believe that? Ask Jesus. He gave his life for the whole entire world, including Hitler, including all these baby killers. He gave his life for them. They betrayed him. That's why we're in the condition we're in today. And that's one of the reasons. That's another reason that the world is in the condition that it's in, is because they have neglected and laid aside and thrown out a concept that will bring total peace the way God intended. Many people say, live your own truth. But the problem with that is that, with that statement, is the word truth. That's the problem. For truth to be truth, it must be based on an absolute standard. We're going to talk about that. So the title of this split sermon I titled is Truth, the Absolute Standard. That's an absolute standard. It's absolute. No argument. End of story. Truth is truth. Except it's not the truth that the world is bringing out to us. We're living at a time where we are watching the death and the funeral of truth. Truth is being trampled in the streets. It's being trampled in our businesses, in the halls of our government, in our homes, and even in some churches, being trampled by the wayside. And this fact has led to a breakdown in our cultural immune system. And this is because truth has been trampled, laid on the wayside. Truth is now regarded as hate speech. And because truth is being suppressed and abandoned, everything has gone up for grabs, leading to mass confusion of historical proportions. If you don't believe that, go to New York City, go to California, Chicago, and look at how people walk down the streets, how they behave. There is mass confusion. People don't know who they are. People want to be what they are not. And they bring it forth as truth by way of the most viable and the most important tool and avenue that they have, the news media. So there is confusion. There is psychological confusion. The highways of people's minds are going towards all kinds of directions, but never arriving to its destination. People's mindset is completely off because there's no truth to define it. There is also psychological confusion, as people dilly-dally around with all kinds of ideas, ever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. There's a lot of schools out there, a lot of colleges, a lot of knowledge. People talk a lot and they sound like they know what they're talking about. but they don't. Never coming to the knowledge of the truth. That's what Timothy, 2 Timothy calls it. And I, before anything, I want you to bear with me because I'm going to be using this as my Bible because I was talking to Dave and this thing here is kind of small. The Bible I got is bigger than me. It won't fit here, so. But we'll deal with it because we're not in a rush, right? I don't think anybody's going to work today, no? Okay. See, people gather information. They're all going to college, but never arriving to the truth. According to Timothy 3:7, they get, let's go there. In fact, before we do that, I want to go to Zechariah, I believe it's verse 8 I have here. 8, Zechariah in verse 16. This has caused a lot of grief in this world because people don't listen to God. These are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute judgment of truth and peace in your gates. That's the kind of life God wants us to have. And if we did those things, just that simple command there, we'd be in very good shape. So it's amazing. Let's go to 2 Timothy 3:7. And this thing is getting me here. Okay, 2 Timothy 3:7. You guys read this scripture many times. Ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So it amazes me, and I know it amazes you, how dumb and confused the educated have become. The most confused people you can talk to are the educated, college graduates with masters in science, psychology. They are the most confused. Because of their education, they reach heights and they end up in governmental positions. And they are the ones telling us how to conduct our lives based upon a lie. There is also scientific confusion. We've seen that, you know when? We've seen it in 2020. Remember? How many of you remember? You forgot. Mass confusion. We had the medical experts. You got to wear a mask. 2 weeks later, well, no, you don't have to wear a mask. You got to wear two. Oh, now we got a vaccine. This is going to do it for you. But you need the second one also. And then you need a booster. Oh, you know what? The vaccines really don't work. We're sorry. That's science. Scientific confusion. As the big boys up there deal with possibilities, probabilities, and potentialities of life, but they cannot find the real truth. Because that truth that they thought was true last week is not true anymore. Because they discover new things. And what they thought was true does not. It's not really true. This is very evident in our world today. There is also entertainment confusion. Have you watched any talk shows lately? Every now and then I do that. I watch talk shows. I listen to Sunday preachers. I listen to all kind of debates that go on in the world because I like to know what's going on. You know why? Because we were called to watch and pray. Watching and praying is not sitting down in your sofa taking a nap because you keep the Sabbath and the holy days and because you go to the feast. We got to watch and pray. So you listen to a TV show and what you're listening to is babble by the hour. Confused people leading a confused audience. And they lay a buffet of opinions And one does not know who to believe anymore these days. You have all kind of intellectuals and experts giving people advice. One gives you this type of advice, the other guy gives you this type. You don't know who to believe. That's confusion. There is communication confusion. We have social media. We have Facebook. We have Twitter. Those are the main two that I know and deal with sometimes, especially Facebook. But in Facebook, everybody has a thought. Everybody has something to say, and they want to share it. So then we find ourselves being friended. We find good friends. Then we find ourselves being unfriended. Then we might, depending on how truthful you are, you might find yourself blocked. Or you might find yourself suppressed. A fact check has come up. That is not true. What you said, that God is the only God. That is not true, because our fact checkers found out. That's Facebook for you. There is also spiritual confusion. Crickets in the pulpits, for the world's pulpits, crickets. Not because they're not speaking, but because the truth is rarely spoken. And when they do speak the truth, it's mixed with error. And also, that something that they have that you have to admit, oratorical splendor. They speak pretty, and they use these words that get your attention. Man, and you say, wow, man, no, now I know. I'm going to have to quit my church and go to that church, because they have a nice program. They have a music. Oh, you got to hear the music program. You got to hear, they got all sorts of things to get you. The one thing that ought to mark the Christian in the church of God is that they are people of the truth. And let me tell you, when this happens, when you do this, you need to realize that you're not going to have too many friends. You will lose friends and you will lose family. You will lose fake brethren. Because when you speak the truth, you heard the saying that says, the truth hurts. The reason why it hurts is because it hits your soft spot and it hurts your feelings. But I'd rather have a guy that tells me the truth and hurt my feelings than a guy that lied to me and make me feel good and drive me to destruction. Let's go to John 18:36, and we're going to see John 18:36. I'm going to go through 36 through 38. If this thing moves enough, you know. Okay. Here's Jesus talking to Pilate. My kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom were of this world, then my servants would fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from here. This is critical. My kingdom is not from this world. That doesn't mean that you can't dabble and deal with what's going on here. And I'll explain that. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, you have said it, that I am a king. To this end I was born, and for this cause I came into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice. So if you like truth, then you will not be offended by what the Bible says. Because how many times have you seen in the news? You know that the biggest thing happened recent was that abortion law was overturned. I couldn't believe, and I was heartbroken by how many mothers took to the street to cry, Oh my goodness, look what they have done to us women. It's got nothing to do with women. It's got to do with the child that is not part of the body. My body, my choice. Well, do what you want with your body. We're talking about the baby's body. That's what God hates. That's why this nation is in the condition that it's in. Because God hates the shedding of innocent blood. It's got nothing to do with the mother. If you don't want a baby, then you know what you got to do. Simple as that. I don't have to even say it. So here, Pilate in verse 38. Pilate said unto him, what is truth? See, there's a lot of people walking around asking the same question. They're your neighbors, your family, especially the politicians, the governmental agencies, and the big boys. And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find in him no fault at all. How could you, when he was righteous? So the question was whether you can know the truth or not. And many people are like that. They don't know if truth is findable. The world does not know. They don't know what truth is. So the concept of truth is a question mark. So truth is whatever you make it. See, whatever you think is truth. Another thing is confusion. There is rationalism. It says that truth is what you can logically and intellectually perceive. It becomes the mind. It becomes the mind of the learned. The big boy's mind, the intellectuals. The truth is what your mind can grab. And because it makes sense, then it becomes truth. But it's not absolute truth. Then there is pragmatism. Truth is what works. So if it works, it's true. Something could work, but that doesn't mean it's true or it's good. Then there is fatherism or atheism. No belief in God. Truth is subjective to how you feel, what gets you moving. If you feel chills down your spine, then that's the truth. This really applies to the church I used to belong to. Yeah. Boy, you're talking about Sunday morning, Sunday night? People were feeling chills down their spine. And they thought that was the Holy Spirit. So we have all these isms to help us define truth. So to answer Pilate's question, Jesus says, I have come to bring the truth. So truth, in earthly terms, can be defined as an absolute standard by which reality is measured. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So we can see that truth is real because it's Jesus. John 8:32 says, and you shall know the truth. So truth is not a man-made concept. It is a reality that Jesus came to bring. Because Jesus is truth embodied. He's truth walking. So truth is something that can be understood or discovered. So this absolute standard by which reality is measured can be knowable. You can know. But what people need to know is that the truth sits outside of us because it comes from a different realm, from an outside realm. It's not from this realm because it is an objective standard that is absolute in its origin. It is absolute. So truth, this is why people get hurt, because truth transcends your emotions and your feelings. In other words, truth is like a rock, has no feelings, and doesn't care how you feel. I'm telling you one thing. If Jesus Christ were on earth today, he probably would not be invited to speak in any church. He'll be hurting people's feelings left and right. And he's telling the truth in love. You know why? Because truth is an objective standard. That is an absolute origin. So truth does not care about your feelings, whether you are offended or not. In fact, truth does not exist, because to exist is to have a starting point. Truth has no starting point. Truth just is. It's been there. It just is. That is an absolute. It's just like 1 and 1 equals 2. Or let's say it this way. 1 plus 1 equals 2. It is 2 today. It will be 2 tomorrow. And it will be 2 forever. Otherwise, if it were objective, then we wouldn't have mathematics. So this mathematical equation is true. Absolutely true. You could say what you want. But you can't put it. I better not say that too loud, because the activists out there might say, no, from now on, 1 and 1 is going to be 3. It could happen. So today, these days, we have people walking around feeling who they are. You know, you see that everywhere. I mean, today, I know I was born a man, but today I'm gonna be a girl. Yeah, I'm gonna be a girl. I'm glad I bought that dress the other day. I'm gonna walk around as a girl. Tomorrow I decide to be a man again. Well, then next day I'm not even gonna be female or male. I'm gonna be it. They'll call me it from now on. Then the next month, I'm gonna be a they. That's how crooked and confused this world is. This is true. This happens. So the problem with people are going to school, they're going to college, and getting indoctrinated and not being told the truth. They're being indoctrinated. In fact, not college. They start from children. Thank God for our governor. We have a massive good governor. All of that is down the tubes. He's not going to accept none of that. That is where everyone is getting confused, because they have facts. And facts are real. So being that they have facts, they assume it's the truth. But truth does have facts. But if you don't have truth, you cannot solve the problem. So we have people today running around, but they don't know who they are. Bouncing around and floating over all over the place until they find someone to tell them what they want to hear. And they have a good place for that. They go to the streets, active, you know, do all kind of things, and then the government comes, okay, if you want to be called a woman and you're a man, you can do it, because it's law. And if you tell them he's not, you can be sued. So people are trying to be and make their own truth. But let me tell you, there's no way we can be the truth. And there's many reasons for that. Number one, that we cannot be the truth or determine our own truth is because we are sinful people and we get distorted. Number two, because we have a finite mind. We don't know everything. Some people think they do. I have a lot of friends that they think they know everything. They battle me anytime I put something about the Sabbath on Facebook. But they know everything because they are theologians. So they debate. And when they don't have any argument, they unfriend me. So that's what's the problem with telling the truth. We're limited by our own humanity, my friends. Which is why we learn new stuff. How many times you said before, you know, I didn't know that. I've said that many. I think I say that every day. So a lot of things I don't know. But these people know everything. I never heard God ever tell Jesus, you know, Jesus, I didn't know that. You'll never find that in the scriptures. Another reason, there's doctrines of demons out there. Because demons have a school. And humanity is enrolled in it. Satan and the demons trick you into believing that what they're saying is truth. So that's what we have there. Another thing is secularization of the culture. We're living in a world of lies brought to us by the media, the government, and worldly churches. Because, you know, that's a church. They preach good things. They talk about the love of God. But they say that Jesus abolished the Sabbath and that his law is no good. Their law is better. So Jesus, then God made a mistake. They gave a law to a people, not for this us in the new covenant or the New Testament, however they call it. We have a different law, which is Sunday. And the Bible doesn't say that. But these theologians make the gospel of Jesus Christ so complicated that these people sitting out there, they don't know it because it's so complicated. So they depend on them and they lie to them because they don't seek for themselves and find the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you and me, nobody can be the standard of truth because no one is infinite. Only God is. The devil is deceitful and has contaminated culture. We have a contaminated culture. Jesus said, I came down to bring the truth and to be a witness of it. So if we want truth, it must come from an absolute source. You want perfect truth? It must come from a perfect source. Everything else is either guesswork or speculation. I've sat under friends that major in speculation. They like to get into deep subjects that God never spoke of, that he never opened for us. There's a lot of mysteries in the Bible that just God said, they're reserved for me. But you got these big boys that know a lot about the Bible, you know, and they want to make you think, whoa, man, this guy really knows. I never thought of that. But God never spoke it. God never said it. So speculation, I don't want to hear it. I only go by what the Bible says because I love the truth, even if it hurts my feelings. Because most of the time I go to the Bible and I'm hurt. Because I tell you what, I make so many mistakes, man. In my life, I'm in the condition I am today. Well, I'm not going to say that, but I'm in a good position today. Because I'm not rich. I don't have a lot of things, but I have peace of mind. And I know rich people that don't. They commit suicide many times. So if you want to get rid of the truth, then you're going to have to get rid of God. That is why certain political movements have to eradicate religion or eradicate God. Because they want to be the arbiter of truth. See, that's what our government wants. They want to be the arbiter of truth. And we as a nation, because this is happening all over the world, not only in America, but America as a nation, we have shifted from Judeo-Christian worldview. An attack on religion and freedom of speech is rampant. So if you speak truth, you will be suppressed. Count on it, my friends. Your family, your friends, even some Christians, because I've been unfriended by some Christians. Because I speak the truth, not because I know so much, but because the Bible knows so much. And you have to speak what the Bible says. The Bible declares that God is truth. Psalms 31:5, the God of truth. Isaiah 65:16, the God of truth cannot lie. Hebrews 6:18, it is impossible for God to lie. Now here's the tough one. Now this one hurts. Romans 3 and verse 4. Let God be true and every man a liar. So if you and I disagree with something God said, if you, me, or someone you know disagrees with God, guess who's wrong? I'm wrong. Because it is impossible for God to lie. And you know, when you know everything about everything, you can't lie. You don't need to. When you know the present and the future, you can't be wrong. When you sustain all things, you can't be wrong. When you sustain everything and one day you're going to destroy it, how can you be wrong? The truth is not only a truth, it is the truth. In John 14:16, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He didn't say, I am the way and truth. I am the truth. The Bible calls God's Spirit of truth. He calls his spirit the spirit of truth. John 14:17, John 15:26, John 16:13. Over and over you hear that. So we are not to be checking on what the world has to say about the issue first. That's not where we should go first. Can't go to the world to find, because you cannot, and I'm telling you this with, I want to drive this. You cannot separate God from anything in the world. From anything. You cannot separate God from concepts. You cannot separate God from classical disciplines. Can't separate God from that, because he created everything. God has something to say about every single issue in the world. He has something to say about every concept, about every discipline. There is nothing that we Christians can say, well, I don't talk about that. I don't get into that. Because God is in everything. He has something to say about everything. People that constantly say that is because they are afraid of the truth exposing their lies, or the lie that they are believing in. Here's what we need to tell our college kids. I got grandkids that are enrolled in college. And some of you might have grandkids or kids or whatever. This is something you can tell them. You can know more than your teacher. Because those teachers in college, they don't know nothing. That's why David said in Psalms 119 and verse 99, I know more than my teachers. I know more than them big boys that are teaching me. Because he started with an absolute. He had an absolute standard by which to judge issues. You have to, as a Christian in the church of God, you have to go by the truth, whether it hurts you or not, whether you like it or not. Otherwise, you're fake. And that's a very big thing these days. You see a lot of fake people walking on the street. That is why the hypothesis of evolution is being taught, because it can get rid of God. Because, see, when I was growing up, I grew up in Christian church, you know, Sunday, but I heard that God was the creator of all things. He created me, he created everybody. So then when I go to school and they teach me evolution, that I came from a monkey, I said, I don't know, man. Oh, maybe they're talking about something else. But I was confused as a little kid. So that makes these puny, flaky men become the standard of truth, because they know so much. We come out of a monkey, but you find a lot of them out there still. Something went wrong. But truth is whatever God says it is. End of story. It's not the opinion polls. When God speaks, we listen. So we know already that God comes from another realm. So truth is, sits outside of time and space, sits out of our five senses. It's above that, transcends that, because it comes from another realm. And Jesus came to validate that truth in human terms, which is the truth that we cannot measure anything unless it's based upon absolute standard, which is God. We cannot remove God from any subject. That's the truth. Any concept or anything, because he created everything. So the question we're going to have to ask or answer is, what will be the standard of your determining truth? That's the question. Will it be your feelings that change? Will it be your intellect that's finite? Will it be your morals which differ? This is okay for me, but for you might not be good. So our morals fluctuate unless they're based upon the absolute standard of God's truth. So we don't have the same moral code. We should in the church, but as humanity, as humans. But to us who profess Jesus Christ, we must speak truth and not apologize for it. You know, I was talking to someone a while back, and I asked about so-and-so. And the person said, oh, well, you know, you got to talk to them in love. Ay, ay, ay. You know, those things like that. But how do you tell the truth in love? That's fine what you did. Jesus still loves you. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Just come. Just come to church. You don't worry about all that. God loves you anyway. No, you tell the truth. Cannot compromise the truth. The truth is going to hurt when you don't want it. So we cannot waver on the truth. Because we are not just churchgoers. We are the people of truth on every single subject. I'm not afraid to talk to anyone about any subject. Because I know the source of truth. And I can answer them based upon the truth. And if I don't know, then I don't say nothing. I'll go home and look it up. But mostly, being that we have the Holy Spirit, that whenever we're facing certain situations, the Holy Spirit will kick in and give us what we need to say. That's why Jesus was hated so much, because he spoke the truth. Jesus said, anyone who hears, who is of the truth, listens to me. So our challenge today is, who are part of this view, we're supposed to make an imprint on earth. People need to know who we are. We got to make a mark. We got to mark our territory. We got to tell them who we are. They need to know. Based upon the information we get from him. Because that's the only way God will get involved. When we speak the truth and when we get him involved. Because he will not fellowship with a lie. So in conclusion, what happens when we operate in a lie rather than truth? We suppress the truth. We squash it. Don't speak about that. You might offend someone, especially Mr. Softy. He gets offended if you speak about that because that's too hard for him. You know? Gotta be careful, and he's soft. Wait until he gets a little more mature. You know? That's how I tell Paul all the time. Easy, my brother. You? Me? You know? Because if we don't walk in truth and we suppress it, we're in danger of suppressing that truth in our own personal lives. And when you do that, my friends, you're walking on thin ice. And that is a deadly mistake. Happy Sabbath, my friends. Till next time.